The plaid guy screamed.
Ah!
Don't hurt me!
Don't hurt me!
You're scaring me!
You're scaring me!
Stop yelling at me!
Stop yelling at me!
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
I don't know why everybody's scared of you. You're just like everybody else. But why were you chasing me?
You dropped your teddy bear.
What?
I was trying to catch up with you to give it back. I know how much I'd hate losing my teddy bear.
You have a teddy bear?
Of course I do. He's right... Uh-oh. Oh, dear. Well, here's yours.
Thank you. You know, maybe until you find yours, we could share.
Oh, that'd be great. You mean you're not scared of me anymore? You're not gonna run away and stuff?
No, I'm too tired to run anymore. Besides, you seem very friendly.
I am friendly. And thank you for noticing. Most people just automatically think I'm a mean, horrible monster. Actually, I'm a very nice guy once you get to know me. And the screaming and yelling dies down.
I would like to get to know you.
And all the other creatures came out one at a time from their hiding places.
I'm Olaf. Carl's in the blue.
Hi.
Bert's that bright red one.
And this is Lars.
That's a smashing shade of lilac, Lars.
Thank you. And you're a delightful plaid.
The Razzleflabbins felt bad that they had made the plaid guy feel sad.
We're really sorry.
They all admired his beautiful plaid fur and pledged always to be his friend.
And, if you'd like, you could even come to our barbecues.
That's true.
He could come to our barbecues.
Let's see, plaid guy, all right, guy. That's a G, so you would bring a salad.
This made the plaid guy very glad.
I make a 7-layer salad that's, well, I don't want to be boastful, but there are a few trophies in my kitchen.
The Razzleflabbins learned a big lesson that day when they realized that their fear of someone being different almost caused them to miss out on making friends with someone very wonderful.